going to talk about gentleness versus anxiety, part two. Focus on verse four, rejoicing in the Lord. Okay, Philippians chapter four, verse 4-7. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay,
amen.
Begin. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Anxieties, worry, does not come from God. It comes from Satan. At the same time, gentleness, forbearance, okay, it comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you remember the word for gentleness last Sunday? Who remembers that word? Huh? Praise God for the good news. You forget easily, so I can preach the same sermon. Amen. Amen, bang, right?
Amen.
That's what good pastor's life is good. You forget easily, so I can preach the same sermon and you still say amen. And go back and forget again and then come back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Epiakes. Everybody say epiakes.
Epiakes.
That's right. That's the word. Gentleness in Greek is epiakes. Let's find out the root of the gentleness, okay? Next. Let's find out the meaning. Next. Okay, very good. Ready? Begin. Kindness. Deep consideration. Understanding. Wisdom. Patience. Generous heart. Forgiveness. Abundant provision. Amen. Not only that, let's read the second definition. Not clinging to my own right or my profit. Third. I will be satisfied in spite of any different responses of other person. Hallelujah. Amen. If I ask for hot water and Rachel, she gives me cold water, I will be?
Satisfied.
Amen. If somebody slap you here, what do you do? Huh? If I slap him here on this side, what do you do? Hallelujah. No matter what circumstances you're in, no matter what relationship you're in, listen, no matter what responses you get from your friend or your family, listen, you can be satisfied if you have the gentleness.
Amen.
If you have epiakes, that word gentleness, epiakes, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is epiakes. He's a man of gentleness. He's a man of forbearance. He's a long-suffering man. He's patient. He's loving. He's understanding. He's forgiving. Hallelujah!
Amen.
There's nothing that can hinder who Jesus Christ is and what he can do to you. If you become a person of epiakes and gentleness, I'm telling you, you will live a life of heaven. What good is it if you drive a BMW? If you don't have epiakes, that's not good. Huh? What good is it if you are living in a castle, $100 million of castle, big, huge house. What good is it if you're living there, but every night you're not having a good sleep? Huh? You have problem with sleeping. How do you say that?
Insomnia.
Huh? Insomnia, that's right. I like that. You're my dictionary. Very pretty dictionary. Very pretty dictionary. Insomnia. If you have problem with insomnia, you can't go to sleep well. You wake up in the night and you have nightmare, and every day you're worrying something. What good is it if you live in a castle if you don't sleep well? Do you know what I'm saying here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What good is it if you have $1 million? If you have a PhD degrees, 2-3 degrees, what good is it if you don't have peace in your heart? What good is it? So God wants epiakes in your life, peace in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with you this really today, the one thing, okay? The one thing. And that is, let's go back to the verse. Tomoro, verse. Okay? Tom verses. Let's go back to verse 4, 5, 6, 7. The four verses we're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Verses 4, 5, 6, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ready? Okay, in verse 4, 처음. Okay. Read verse 4 again. Begin.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice.
Okay. What's the key word there? What do you think? Rejoice. What do you think? Rejoice. Ah, you're very smart. You can preach. Hallelujah. You notice the key word there, right? Rejoice. Bible says in Nehemiah 8:10, rejoice in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. It's my strength. If I say the joy of the Lord and you say it's my strength.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Okay, the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Okay, let's do competition now. I think this row is a little more strong. Okay, ready? Joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Not bad. All right, this row. Ready? The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
Oh. There's some power here. There's a volume power here and there's a gut power. All right. Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. If Jesus Christ is your joy, then you are full of strength.
Amen.
And I'm not just talking about physical strength and doing arm muscle. I cannot beat Brother Firas here. I can never beat arm muscle with Firas. He's very too strong, right? He can do with one finger with me. And I will still lose. He's too strong for me. I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm talking about the strength of your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about strength of your soul, your heart.
Amen.
So the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, go back to the scripture. Go back. Oh, okay. No. Psalm 37:4. I'm sorry. Psalm 37:4. 다시. 미안해요. Psalm 37:4. Ready? Begin.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
How about that, huh?
Amen.
What do you think? Philip, you like that?
Amen.
You like the scripture? You like the promise?
Yes.
Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord. If Jesus Christ is your joy, then Bible says, He will give you desires of your heart.
Amen.
What is the desire of your heart? You don't have to tell me. But you know, God knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God will give it to you if Jesus Christ is your joy.
Amen.
If Jesus Christ is your number one. If He is your boss. If He is the head of your life. Listen, He will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, if Jesus Christ is the head of your life, He is the boss, He's number one in your life. Guess what? You will not go astray from His will. You will not go astray from His purpose. You will not go astray from the heart of Christ. Are you getting me? If Jesus Christ is your joy, then you will end up with His joy. You will end up with His heart. You will end up with His will. And His will will become your will.
Amen.
His purpose will become your purpose.
Amen.
Oh, that's a blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Because everything about me, everything about this physical world, you know that, I know, will disappear. But the will of God, the word of God will remain forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
뒤에 시트 좀 줄 해주시면 좀 더워지네 여기 19도로 하네 19도 17도로 아니야 지금 덥다고
오케이
아니 꺼버려야
오케이 So let's go back to the scriptures now. Let's go back to scriptures. Verse 4, 5, 6, 7. Everybody say 4, 5, 6, 7.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Very good. You're very good with mathematics. Okay? 4, 5, 6, 7 now, okay? This 4, 5, 6, 7 is very important verses. Four verses in chapter, Philippians chapter 4. But you have to remember 4, 5, 6, 7. Now verse 4, the key word is rejoice, right? Jesus being my joy. That's the key. Now verse 5, let's go back to verse 5. Let's go to verse 5. Read it together. Begin. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. What is the key word there? Ah, you can preach. Hallelujah, you can preach. You can pick out the key word there, huh? Gentleness, that's right. What is a gentleness? What is a gentleness in Greek? Good, wow. You are a Bible scholar. You can teach in the seminary. Hallelujah. You're very smart now, okay? Okay, very good. Now let's go back to verse 6 now. You ready? Begin.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving,
Okay, this one is a little bit tricky now, okay? What is the key word here? Verse 6.
Thanksgiving.
Huh? Okay, good. There are two keywords. Let me put it this way. There are two keywords here. Okay?
Thanksgiving.
Not being anxious and
Thanksgiving.
Prayer. Prayer with Thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not being anxious and prayer with Thanksgiving. Amen?
Amen.
Those are the two keywords. Now here. Anxious or prayer? Which one you like?
Prayer.
Huh?
Prayer.
Is anyone likes anxious? You want
no.
to you like worry?
No.
Raise your hand. Only me? Nobody likes worriness. Right? Nobody likes worriness. But guess what? If you worry, you will not pray. Did you know that? Did you notice that? If you worry, your prayer life will reduce. Your prayer life will go down. But if you pray, worry will go down. How about that? If you pray, worry will go down. Amen?
Amen.
The anxieties will go away. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So, now you have to remember this. Now, the reason I'm going through these verses one more time is for you to remember the keywords. Okay, verse 4, what's the keyword?
Rejoice.
Verse 5, keyword?
Gentleness.
What's the Greek word in gentleness?
Epiphany.
Okay, verse 6, keyword, two keywords?
Anxious
and prayer. Anxiety and prayer, right? Anxious and prayer, right? Okay, very good. Now let's go back to verse 7. What is the result of all those verse 4, 5, 6? What is the result of verse 4, 5, 6? Verse 7, okay? Ready? Read it together. Begin.
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Okay. What do you think? You can point out the key word here? Marina, what do you think? What is the key word in verse 7 you just read? Huh? Amen. You can preach. Hallelujah. You can preach. Peace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it? Is something clicking in your mind now? Okay, verse 4. Here again. Then we'll go one more time. Verse 4.
Rejoice.
Verse 5.
Gentleness.
Verse 6.
Anxious and prayer.
Aha. Uh-huh. Verse 7.
Peace of God.
Okay, very good. So, what is the first button now? What is the first button? In order for you to have the peace of God, which is the result of verse 4, 5, 6, verse 7 is the result of verse 4, 5, 6. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Peace of God is the result. Now, peace of God in your heart, in your mind, that is heaven itself. That is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the best blessing you can have. You have peace of mind, peace of heart. Oh, that's blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how rich you are, how well-educated you are, how fortunate you are, if you don't have a peace in your heart and mind, that itself is hell, right? So we want to have peace, amen.
Amen.
No matter how beautiful a woman you marry, or how handsome a man you marry, like a Pastor Paul, it doesn't matter. If you don't have a peace in your mind and heart, then that's hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
I'm leaving a beautiful woman, Rachel, here. She's my wife. How many say she's beautiful? Raise your hand. Why you not raise your hand? You don't agree with me. She's my style, yes. If you think she's beautiful, raise your hand. Don't turn back because you cannot eat food after you see that. Okay, she is beautiful and she's my wife, but I'm living with her every day, but if I don't have peace in my mind and peace of my heart, then what good is it? That's not heaven. Do you understand? Do you understand what I'm talking about? You see, peace in your heart, in your mind is very, very important. How important?
Very, very important.
It's very, very important. Okay? So, it's the first button. Now, come. Jeremiah led today's person was very good, huh? It's very dynamic and powerful. Why are you shaking your leg like this? Oh, I led so very good. Yes, yes.
Peace of mind.
Yeah, it's a peace of mind and heart. he's a funny man. Anyway, he loves the Lord. Amen. Love them. Oh, Look at the shoes, it's very shiny, huh? I think he went to shoe shop yesterday and then, hey, you better clean up this because I'm leaving praise and worship tomorrow at Global Front Church. Okay, look at this now. Okay. Nice, very nice shirt. Huh? Is it?
Amen.
he's a self-satisfied, and he has a high self-esteem in the Lord. You could see that, right? You have to be like him. Amen. We have to have a high self-esteem. We have to like ourselves, right? Amen. So this is a very nice T-shirt, right? But if he misses buttoning the first button, what's gonna happen? Huh? Do you want to try button this one with the second one? You see what happened. They have to see how ugly and how informal that is going to be. Don't be too sexy now here. Look at this now. You mess up the first button. Look how it's going to be. Huh? The rest is going to be messy. You see that? It's very good. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you for illustration. Now you can put it back. Yeah, that's right. You see, if you miss the first button, everything else will go bad. Are you getting me?
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
All right. So verse 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. The 4, 5, 6, 7. The 7 is the result of this 4, 5, 6. And you want to have peace of mind, peace of heart. Peace in your heart, you want to have it. Amen.
Amen.
In order to have it, you need to do well with the first button. The first button is verse 4. And it has to do with rejoice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If Jesus Christ is your joy, then verse 5, you will have gentleness. You will have epiakis. And if you have epiakis, then you will not worry. The anxious will go away. Instead, you will pray with thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the result is peace of God.
Amen.
But if you don't have rejoicing spirit, if you don't have the spirit that rejoices for who Jesus Christ is, if Jesus is not your joy, then what's going to happen? You're going to try to earn epiakis, the gentleness, with your own strength. You see, that's what's going to happen. And the spirit of religious will be stirred up, and you're gonna try hard with your own strength to be gentle, to be forgiving, to be loving somebody, okay? To be more gentle. But you and I, we know for sure, the more we try, the more miserable we're gonna become.
Amen.
Because we cannot be gentle with our own strength. By the way, we can never be gentle outside of Christ. Because Christ is our gentleness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is our gentleness, and He has to come into us. Then we will naturally become a man and woman of gentleness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see how enjoying the Lord is very, very important. Enjoying the Lord is very, 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 very important.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus Christ is my joy. Is Jesus Christ is your joy?
Amen.
Is He your joy?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. The meaning of rejoicing the Lord. The meaning. Okay, let Jesus Christ be your joy. What is the meaning? It means to enjoy the life of Christ. It means to receive the serving of Christ. Now some of you, you can think, I'm serving the Lord through praise and worship team. Yes? You can say, I'm serving the Lord. Huh? Maybe a brother or sister who's doing giving out the bulletin, you say, I'm serving the Lord while you're cleaning. I'm serving the Lord while you're preparing the food, the snacks. I'm serving the Lord. You might be thinking like that. I'm serving the Lord. But we need to get this kind of thought and throw it away. Because you know what? I want to tell you something today. You and I, we can never, never serve the Lord without Christ. Okay, this is what it means. To have Jesus Christ to make Jesus Christ my joy means we need to receive. First receive. Listen, gospel means receiving salvation, receiving Jesus, receiving His blessings, receiving His joy, receiving His patience, receiving His forbearance. Hallelujah. Listen, without receiving properly from Jesus Christ, you can never give. Without first receiving, you cannot serve. we need to first receive serving of Christ. Jesus said, Jesus washed the feet of Jesus, the disciples. Before he was crucified, he washed the feet. And there's a Peter. His name is Peter. Pedro. In Korean, Pedro. Okay? In the Greek, means Petros, rock. He's a rock. So, Peter said to Jesus, Jesus is washing the feet. James, John, and all the disciples, Philip, you know, washing the feet. And it got to into Peter's turn. And Peter says, "No, Jesus, you can never wash my feet." Now, this sounds very humble, isn't it, Sarah? What do you think? This sounds very humble. Jesus trying to come and try to wash your feet. Now, remember, those times you wear sandals. Okay? You don't wear socks. There's no socks in those days. So you wear sandals, right? And it's a desert. So your feet will be dirty, right? Your feet will easily get dirty. You understand? With many dirts on the desert. So Peter, not only his feet being dirty, he said, "Jesus, you can never wash my, you are my Lord, you are my master. I am your servant. How can you wash my feet? Don't wash my feet. I cannot bear that." Does this sound humble?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, right? Isn't it? It sounds humble, isn't it? But Peter was wrong. You see, Peter didn't understand what the gospel is. You see, gospel means, good news means, receiving, serving of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ served you in the past by dying on the cross for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is serving you right now through His Spirit.
Amen.
Who is in your spirit and who is also next to us. We call it Paracletos, another comforter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that, Jesus Christ will serve you forever and ever throughout eternity in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, Jesus Christ is the one who served you and me.
Amen.
He started serving. And that even the washing the feet, Jesus Christ show a model, right? So after you receive the serving of Jesus Christ, after Jesus Christ wash your feet, then you can wash another's feet, your brother's feet. Hallelujah. You see, until you receive the serving of Jesus Christ, you can never serve others. Until you receive the salvation of Jesus Christ, you can never save others. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until you receive the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, you cannot serve. First, we need Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need Jesus. We need His power. We need His love.
Amen.
So we need to be a receiver.
Amen.
Before we become a big, giver. First, we need to become a receiver. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to be a little stingy now. We need to be a little stingy. We need to be a little, what do you call it? Zealous person. Do you understand? A man of zealous. Do you understand? We need Jesus. I want more. I need more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you sing that song, "Give Me Jesus," we need to sing it with that kind of heart. I need more. I am not satisfied with what you have given to me. I need more of your love. I need more of your life. Because the more you receive, the more you can give. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, enjoying the Lord is very, very important. We need to come to church and enjoy Jesus. Okay, let me go back to the washing of the feet now. Okay, are you ready? Before, I literally, physically washed my brother's feet. Okay, I exercise that. We call it foot washing ceremony. How many of you wash a brother's feet? How many of you exercise that? Not many, huh? Okay, surprise. Anyway, well, maybe we should do that one time. But anyway, that's external exercise of foot washing, right? When you're literally washing it, it's external exercise. But what God is interested in is internal exercise. We have to become Christian, not just externally. Do you understand? But we need to become Christian inside. That's real. That's who you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Outwardly, not only outwardly, but we need to become Christian inwardly. Okay? Now here's, Jesus says, after he washed the disciples' feet, Jesus says, "Wash another's feet." Wash another's feet. Now, that does not mean, oh, Jeremiah, every time he comes, "Oh, please take off your socks and let me wash your feet. And every Sunday I wash his feet. It does not mean like this. It means spiritually, I am distributing Christ, the life of Christ. I'm distributing the life of Christ to my brother. And when he receives the life of Christ through my words, his spirit will become alive. His spirit will become brightened. His spirit will become enriched. You become more full. That's the meaning of washing the feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? Spiritually, you're downcasted. You're anxious. You are in trouble. You are not feeling right. And when you meet somebody and you speak to that person for 10, 15 minutes or 30 minutes, and you feel very lightened, you feel very lightened, and you feel very brightened, you feel better, right? You feel more enriched, you feel more blessed. Your eyes were before was dim, but after you're talking to that person for 30 minutes of Jesus Christ, your eyes are all wide open. And your face is gloomy, but now you're happy. You know what I'm talking about? That's foot washing. Because every day we're walking on the world and we dirty our feet with all kinds of sins in the world. And we need that washing of the feet every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shower means salvation. It's one time. When you accept Jesus Christ, you become a born again, right? We don't need to shower two times. Only one time is enough. Hallelujah. But foot washing is washing of our sins. We need every day. And every day as we talk about Jesus Christ, listen, we become much better in our spirit. So every time we gather together, we need to speak Christ.
Amen.
We need to pose to Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, talk to the person next to you. Brother, sister, speak to Christ. Speak to Christ. Let's sing the song. Hallelujah. Ready?
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have done it all for me.
One more time.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me.
Amen. If you are understanding my message today, say amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Let's go on and talk about the last point. Okay? So the method of rejoicing in the Lord. Now, I explained the meaning of rejoicing in the Lord, right? Let's talk about the method. Now, how to rejoice in the Lord, okay? Number one, it's very simple. Call on His name, Lord Jesus. When we call on the name of the Lord, we are receiving His blessings. We are receiving His nature, divine nature and human nature. You understand?
Amen.
We are receiving His love. We are receiving His life. Therefore, we are rejoicing with Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Louder. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only calling on the name of the Lord, we can also enjoy, okay, enjoy our Lord Jesus Christ by prayer reading. Prayer reading, okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Marina, there's a feast. Very delicious food prepared. What is your favorite food? Pizza? Kimchi? Bread?
Okay, pasta.
Pasta, okay. Italian pasta? Okay. Italian pasta? Okay. All kinds of pasta prepared for you. Now, how do you make it yours? How do you enjoy it? How do you enjoy the pasta? That's in front of you. Now. It's in front of you. How do you enjoy it? Huh? How do you enjoy it?
Try.
Eating it. By eating it. If you don't eat it, is it yours?
No.
Firas, you like pizza. I know you like pizza. Firas, pizza, okay? Cheese and potato and all kinds of pizza is in front of you. If you don't eat it, you cannot enjoy it. You cannot enjoy by just seeing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, the Word of God, the Bible. Hmm? Well, how do you enjoy the Bible? How do you enjoy the Bible?
Read it.
No. If you're just reading it with your intellect, with your mind, you are just looking at the food. It looks delicious. That's what's going on. So many people are reading it, but it's not becoming part of them. Why? They're just reading it with their intellect, with their mind. We need to eat it. Hallelujah. Yeah. 요한복음 6장 57절. John 6:57. 찾아봐야 돼. 찾는 거 알아? Okay? Bible clearly says, Jesus says, those who have eaten me, they will live by me. If you eat Jesus, you will live by Jesus.
Amen.
If you eat Satan, you will live by Satan. If you eat the world, you will live by the world. If you eat the flesh, you will live by the flesh. If you eat the spirit, you will live by the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You become what you? You become what you? Yes. This is my belly is coming out. Why? Because I'm eating too much. Or I'm eating at late night. Rachel exhort me every day. Every day. Every day. Honey, reduce your fat. And I'm determined to lose my fat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You pray for me, church. Pastor Paul, please help him to reduce the stomach fat. But anyway, you become what you eat. Spiritually, you become what scriptures you eat. You understand what I'm talking about? It depends on which church you attend and which kind of message you hear. That's how you spiritually be formed.
No.
So it is very important what kind of message you hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus. Let's read this together. Ready? Begin.
Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me.
이게 무슨 버전이에요?
NIV?
King James 버전. King James 버전. Okay. It's a little bit hard. Okay. King James Version? Is that? Okay. Read this verse. Begin. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eat me, even he shall live by me. You see that? Eat me. So if somebody say, oh, he Jesus, you're carnival. Oh, you're disgusting. We're not talking about eating Jesus physically, right? We're eating Jesus, who is the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to eat the Word of God. Amen. You are spirit, Word of God is spirit, and how do we eat the Word of God, the spirit? Through prayer, because prayer is a spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm telling my brothers, your spirit will grow, your faith will grow, you will enjoy Jesus Christ so much if you read the scriptures with prayer.
Amen.
Then you will naturally become men of epiakes, gentleness,
Amen.
And you will throw away anxieties, and you will pray, and you will have peace of God as a result.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, I want to share just one more thing. Not only read the scriptures with prayer, but we need to share. We need to speak to Christ, okay, to one another. So that's why we say that we have a time of boast, Christ. So don't be hesitant or be afraid to come up here and share Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, can we turn to Philippians 4:13? We're going to NIV. With this, we close. NIV. I want us to exercise the scriptures, okay? Living in Korea, there are many challenges and difficulties. So I want these scriptures to be your strength. Philippians 4:13. Philippians 4:13. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is how you do now. Open your eyes, open your eyes. I'm done with this now. Okay? Open your eyes. Quick, short, fresh. Everybody say, quick, short, fresh. Okay? Quick, because if you do pray this prayer reading slowly, then other things can come into your mind. You understand? That's why you gotta do quick. And you do this with eyes open. There's no scriptures in the Bible that says close your eyes when you pray. Okay? We close our eyes just to focus better. Okay? But we can pray with our eyes open. Okay? So in this case, you fix your eyes on the scripture. You fix your eyes on. When you pray, do prayer reading in your, at home. Okay. Quick, short. Now, you do short by short. Why? Because this is when you eat. When you eat a slice of pizza, do you put the whole thing at one time?
No.
You will choke. You will choke your throat, right? You're gonna have a difficult digestion, right? So how do you eat? You eat by bit by bit. Do you understand? Same thing with the scripture. When you eat by bit, right? Small portion at a time. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And fresh means you try not to add your own words too many, because Word of God itself is fresh, refreshing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Word of God is authentic and is perfect.
Amen.
If you add too much of your own words, then it becomes less fresh. That's why quick, short, fresh. Everybody say quick, short, fresh.
Quick, short, fresh.
Okay, are you ready? Now some of you, you're familiar with this. You can do this. Some of you, this is new to you. So you hear how they do, and then you jump in. And you also do it together. Amen?
Amen.
Listen. We are body of Christ. Some of you, your eyes, your ear, your nose, your mouth, your hands, your feet, they're all different functions in the body, right?
Yeah.
If everything is moving well and everything is functioning well, we call that healthy body, right? But only hands are moving. Everything else is not moving. Only hands are moving. What do you call that kind of body?
Paralyzed.
Huh? What do you call that? Dysfunctioning body. What is it? This is stupid. It looks stupid, isn't it? Right? Not good. Everything moving well and properly, that's a healthy body. Our church, we're overflowing church, we want overflowing church to be a healthy body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Means that everybody needs to say it. Everybody needs to jump in and join together. Alright?
Amen.
Okay. Very good. I'll start and then everybody can jump in. Alright? Here we go.
I'll do it like this. Let's call Lord Jesus three times. Ready?
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
I can. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can do. Amen.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I can do everything.
Amen.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who gives me strength. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, through you, I can do everything.
Amen.
I can.
Amen.
I can do.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
And through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. Through Jesus who gives me strength.
Hallelujah. Through him, through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Only through you,
amen,
we can do all things.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything through Christ.
Amen.
I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus,
amen,
you are my strength. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. The first timer. Go ahead. Come on. You can do it. Try this. If you can do this, you can do it at home.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 All right.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Through Jesus Christ.
Okay. Amen.
Try do prayer with eyes open. With eyes open. It's okay. You're praying now with eyes open. Fix your eyes on the scripture. Go ahead. More. A little more. Jesus says, if you boast Jesus, you boast me before people, I'll boast you. I'll acknowledge you.
Amen.
Remember that scripture?
Amen.
don't be afraid, don't be ashamed to call on His name and to pray before the people. Come on, you can do it.
Lord Jesus, I can do all
things through
you that strengthen me.
Amen.
Remember, bit by bit, bit by bit. It's slowly. Lord Jesus, I can. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm able. Amen. One at a time. One scripture at a time. Go ahead. You're doing good. More.
Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Everything is possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Through you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus, by your strength in me,
amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
I'm able to do all things.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus,
amen.
Without you, I'm nothing. I can do all things through you.
Amen.
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 Jesus, I can do all things.
Amen.
I am unstoppable in
Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus,
amen.
I can do everything.
Amen.
To Him who gave me strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your strength can anybody enable me to do everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He can do everything.
Amen.
You are my strength.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Oh yes, I can do everything.
Amen.
Through you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Amen.
Through you who gave me strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Sing together. How great, you all stand together.
Is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we sing, how great, how great is our God.
How great is our God. Lift up His name together. Come on, church.
Sing with me, how great is our God.